This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following the State of the State address on Wednesday, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited Oshkosh to meet with local leaders and community members. Lisa Hale has more.
He told reporters he doesn't know how he would respond to actions that might be brought to the state by the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, agency. What he does know is that immigrants are an important part of the state's economy and culture.
All I can say is that the people of Wisconsin are concerned about the fact that we have people, immigrants, working in all sorts of industries in the state. We love those people. They're doing good work, whether they're milking cows or doing processing of meats across the state. You name it, they're a major part of our economy. We can't afford to have them scared away and leave our state.
Evers also visited Rhinelander and Milwaukee yesterday to meet with local leaders and community members and discuss how to support local communities in this Year of the Kid.
Beginning in March, travelers flying American Airlines out of the Central Wisconsin Airport will have larger dual-class planes. Operated by Envoy Air, American Airlines will introduce the Embraer 170 aircraft. The number of seats will increase by 15 to a total of 65 passengers and will offer the convenience of first class and main cabin options. They're also increasing the number of flights. Starting on April 4th, American will offer 3 daily flights from CWA to the Chicago O'Hare Hub. CWA officials believe this move is helping position Central Wisconsin Airport as a top-tier regional travel hub. There's a new bill in the works to allow politicians to drop out of political races. Savannah Tomei-Olson explains.
Lawmakers have introduced a bill that would change Wisconsin election law to allow candidates to get off the ballot. You'll remember last year, Robert F. Kennedy dropped out of the race and supported Donald Trump. After that, he asked to get his name removed from Wisconsin ballots. But the Wisconsin Elections Commission said no. They said, according to the law, the only way we can drop your name is if you died. Kennedy even filed a lawsuit, and Wisconsin courts agreed. Well, now Republicans in the state legislature have introduced a new bill that would allow people to be removed from the ballot if they provide a sworn statement to the commission and pay a fee. They'd have to file the paperwork by mid-June to get their name removed for an August primary, and by the end of August to get off the ballot for a November election.
While salt may help keep our roads safe in the winter, using too much can cause problems in our water supply. Next week is Winter Salt Week.
It's a week where people from across the country raise awareness around both the problems of salt pollution as well as a number of the salt reduction solutions that are out there.
That's Allison Madison, program manager with Wisconsin Saltwise. She said part of the education during Salt Week is helping those who deal with our roads understand the best ways to utilize salt.
First, really tackling snow and ice with mechanical tools. So getting out there and plowing as much snow as possible so that there's a lot less material left behind.
Madison said many municipalities are treating roads with salt brine before winter storms. She said that works like cooking spray, preventing the bond between the snow and the pavement, making it easier to remove. Because the salt is diluted, municipalities are able to reduce the overall amount of salt they use in a season. You can find more state and local news and sign up for our weekly newsletter at bullfallsradio.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO.
The Bucks trounce the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Miami Heat 125-96 at Fiserv Forum. The win, despite some challenges, getting back to Milwaukee from New Orleans, where the Bucks were stuck in a hotel during a record-breaking snowstorm. The start time to last night's game had to be pushed back an hour. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Showing up for a game 2 hours before the game off an airplane. My guess is that our science team would probably say not the healthiest thing to do. On the plane, we showed the guys their matchups. I told them to be prepared.
NFL, the Buffalo Bills face the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC title game Sunday at 5:30 from Arrowhead. Do the referees give the Chiefs a break when calling penalties?
I don't feel that way. I mean, I just try to play football at the end of the day. The referees are doing their best to call the game as fair and as proper as they possibly can. And all you can do is go out there and play the game that you love as hard as you can and live with the results. And so that's what we preach here in Kansas City.
That's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Oscar nominations came out yesterday. 10 movies were nominated for Best Picture. But in the Best Supporting Actor category, there were 5 nominees, including Yuri Borisov for Anora, Edward Norton for his role opposite Timothée Chalamet in the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown. Guy Pearce was nominated for his role in The Brutalist. Kieran Culkin for the comedy drama A Real Pain. And his Succession co-star Jeremy Strong drew a nomination for his part in The Apprentice. A Complete Unknown, The Brutalist, and Anora all drew Best Picture nominations as well. In the Best Supporting Actress category, it was more good news for A Complete Unknown as Monica Barbaro was nominated, to no one's surprise. Ariana Grande got a nod for her role in the blockbuster Wicked. Felicity Jones for The Brutalist. Isabella Rossellini is up for her role in Conclave. And after showing her musical side, the Academy recognized Zoe Saldana for her role in Emilia Perez. Every film these actresses were in was also nominated for Best Picture. Nice job, girls. We are hitting the height of awards season buzz. The granddaddy of them all, the Academy Awards, are right around the corner and the nominations are officially out. Let's start off in the category everyone is on pins and needles about, Best Sound. Just kidding. There's pretty much something for everyone as 10 films from several genres have been recognized in the Best Picture category. Leading the nominations this year is the foreign film Emilia Perez with 13 nominations. The musical tells the story of a drug kingpin struggling with gender-affirming issues. Close behind Emilia were The Brutalist and Wicked with 10 nominations apiece. Conclave and A Complete Unknown also made an impressive showing with 8 noms each. Rounding out the nominees in the Best Picture category were independent films Nickel Boys, Anora, The Substance, I'm Still Here, and the blockbuster Dune 2. There is your list of movies to check out before March 2. You have 6 weeks. Academy Award nominations were announced yesterday after a brief delay due to the LA fires. Here are your Oscar nominees for Best Actor. To no one's surprise, Adrian Brody was nominated for his role in The Brutalist. Timothée Chalamet pulled a nomination for his portrayal of Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. If there are heavy favorites, it's probably those two. Rounding out the category are Colman Domingo for his role in Sing Sing, Ralph Fiennes for Conclave, and Sebastian Stan for The Apprentice. It's anybody's game. Speaking of thespians, the nominations in the Best Actress category are also in and include Demi Moore, who makes her comeback, so to speak, in the horror film The Substance, Cynthia Erivo for Wicked, which was not a huge surprise, Carla Sofia Gascon for Emilia Perez, a film also nominated in 12 other categories, Mikey Madison for the comedy Anora, and Fernanda Torres for I'm Still Here. Good luck, all. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some flurries or light snow showers. Highs near 16. Wind chills will be below zero with a gusty south wind at times. For tonight, chance of snow or light flurries. We'll see a low around 12 degrees. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 26. It will be breezy. It's 13 below right now.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.